Chinese speakings to be put out in writings, not just in Chinese, but also in English. Because in the early days, the living stream was not able to put out that much of Watchman Nee's writings in English. So in the earlier days, there were some others, authors, they put out Watchman Nee's writings. But with the completion of Watchman Nee's collected works in 1992, all of Watchman Nee's speakings that were available were in print, both in Chinese and in English, and also translated into other languages. On the one hand, Brother Lee was very happy about that, but on the other hand, he always, time after time, he would say he felt it was a pity that what was put out concerning Brother Nee, Brother Nee's collected works, is maybe less than one-third of what Brother Lee, Brother Nee had spoken. He said, because I was with him 18 years. Brother Lee was with Brother Nee 18 years. He knows all the things, all the riches that the Lord has shown him and the Lord that has released through Brother Nee. But because of the environment, not that much has been really recorded. Of course, in those earlier days, there is no tape recording yet. So there is a need for notes. And even Brother Lee himself was one of those faithful note takers. As many of you would know, in the collected works of Watchman Nee, there are some messages that were edited by Witness Lee out of Witness Lee's personal notes of those meetings. Well, anyway, of course, Brother Nee paid great attention to publication work. That was how Brother Lee was brought into contact with Brother Nee, right? Brother Nee met a minister in southern China, and Brother Lee was raised up by the Lord in northern China. How could the two get in touch with each other? It's through Brother Nee's Christian, the periodical that Brother Nee put out, that was circulated all over mainland China, and Brother Lee read that publication and found that so outstanding out of the other Christian publications available at that time. So the Lord raised up Brother Nee, and a lot of his ministry actually depended on the publication ministry. Yeah. And even as many of us know, this ministry has been brought to the English language, to the Western world. It's through the normal Christian life, right? So even though Brother Nee ministered most of his time in China and in the Chinese language, even though he also visited Europe and spoke on certain occasions, but most of his speaking were in Chinese, in mainland China. But because of the publications, it was made available to all of God's children. So that is one aspect. But the other aspect, which Brother Lee always felt a pity, is that what was published might be less than one-third of all that Brother Nee had spoken or released. So Brother Lee said in that video clip, he said he learned this lesson. So he made the decision. He hoped he would not repeat, this situation with Watchman Nee. And he thanked the Lord that, in those years that Brother Lee ministered, the world situation changed, and the technology improved, and so forth. So Brother Lee spoke in that tape that he thanked the Lord for the marvelous environment that the Lord rendered, granted to him, so that, Brother Lee ministered 1932 to 49, that was in mainland China. Then, after 49, he moved to Taiwan. So 49 to 62, most of his ministry is in Taiwan. And of course, at that time, he's every year he spent at least one-third of his time in the Philippines. So, and of course, he also visited Hong Kong and Southeast Asia. Well, anyway,
And then 62, he started working in the States. He thanked the Lord that the Lord provided a marvelous environment that include, of course, the technology, the kinds of recording that we can have, and also the Lord did open the doors to this ministry, right? In the early days when Burley was in the States, he was serving so desperately, diligently. He would just visit and visit and visit. Whenever there is a chance, he would speak the Lord's word. And he paid attention to the matter of publication. So that during Brother Lee's time, most of his speakings were recorded in some form. Of course, later on I'll go back to those days when there is no audio recording. After the 60s, most of the time he had an audio recording. And another factor concerning this environment actually is the open doors that the Lord provided for this ministry, for his recovery. Seeking ones everywhere, rising up, who would appreciate this ministry, who would follow this ministry. That enabled Brother Lee to have so many opportunities to speak the Lord's word. And of course, after he moved to LA and then to Anaheim, to begin formally the publication work, you have all these conferences and semi-annual trainings that enable really to open up the whole Bible to the lost children. So this is the marvelous environment that the Lord has provided. So Bradley said before his departure, he said he is very happy that all that he has spoken will be on the shelves, right? I think you still remember some of the serving ones asked Raleigh, if the Lord takes you, what should we do? And Raleigh said, it's all in the books, on the shelves. So with the putting out of the collected work of Witness Lee, I think we can now say confidently that it's all in the books. It's all on the shelves. It took us more than 20 years. See, Brother Nee's collected works is he went to be with the Lord 1972, and we put that out 1992. And Brother Lee went to be with the Lord 1997. So the brothers fell, the year 2017 is 20 years after his departure. There is no excuse for us not putting out his collected works by 2017. So originally, the Living Stream set that as the target date. But thank the Lord, eventually I think we finished the English 2018, a year after the target. But that's worthwhile because a lot of things happened during the last 2 or 3 years. When we started compiling this set of collected works, we did not anticipate so much materials. Yeah. Well, even though I think 2 years ago when Living Stream advertised the English set, they said 136 volumes, if you still remember that old brochure. Now, then after a while, they said it will now be 138. So when we printed the Chinese brochure, we say 138. But now it happened that there will be 139. Amen. But this is out of the labor of all the serving ones in the publication work. And this is indeed a fulfillment of our Brother Lee's desire. He said, I want to put out all that the Lord has shown me. I don't want any of that to be buried in my tomb, in my grave. Yeah. And he thanked the Lord for this marvelous environment. Okay. So, the collected works, of course, we started with 1963 because that was the year he began to minister in the States. And we thought that was the year after which we had a full audio and video collection of his work. So we started with that. And we did not venture into the pre-63 era until later. And at first, we did not anticipate that much materials in that pre-63 era. Okay. So we started with 63 and we finished with 1997. And then we went back. For the 63 onwards, most of the speaking were in English. So they were edited in English and translated by Gospel Book Group into Chinese. And of course, there are some speaking in Chinese. Those were edited in Chinese and translated into English. So the collected works in both languages are equivalent. Yeah, if it's originally in Chinese, English, then translate into Chinese. Chinese translate into English. So then, after we finished 1997, we ventured into these earlier years. And of course, most of those were in Chinese, speakings in Chinese. There were some. See, Brother Lee visited Europe, and he gave a message. And we got the record of that message. And you know what subject he talked about? The Tree of Life. Amen. Amen. So that must be a very big eye-opener, you know, to the saints attending that conference. Anyway, so the Gospel Book Room, at first we mainly do the translation from English to Chinese, but then it became our responsibility to work out all that has been spoken in Chinese in the early years, to edit those, and to be passed on to Living Stream Ministry to be translated into English. Yeah. So essentially, last year, the English finished the collected works. That means we also finished the Chinese editing of the early years so that they can be translated into English. But during the last 3 or 4 years, we pay most of our attention or put most of our manpower into the editing of the Chinese materials. So we have not been translating the later years English ministry for quite a few years. So now our work is mainly to translate those English ministry back to Chinese. That is why the English collected works was completed earlier than the Chinese. Yeah. Okay. So the English was completed last year. So Gospel Book Room Taiwan began to put out a more definite plan concerning when are we going to finish the Chinese sets. So we had this presentation. Okay, this is Brother Lee saying that his pity about what Brother Lee has spoken, less than one third were in print. So this is Brother Lee speaking in 1991 Memorial Conference. He said, I want to put out all that the Lord has shown me, so that even though I may die, my word in the Lord still speaks. Yeah. And he thanked the Lord for the marvelous environment. So this collected works will contain all the records of Brother Lee's ministry, his public ministry, and his private fellowship with smaller groups of saints, and also many other things. Let me show you. Okay. These are the different eras of different stages of audio recording. On the, some of you older saints will know this is the reel-to-reel tapes. This is the earliest forms of tapes. And I think these tapes, magnetic tapes, are quite expensive. So after the tape was recorded, saints would have to transcribe them. And after the messages have been transcribed, they will reuse the tapes. So the tapes will have one, two, you know, layer and layer upon it of recordings. And eventually, during the last few years, At first, we thought all of those have been transcribed already. So we just work on the transcripts. We never had the intention to go back to the reel-to-reel tapes. Besides, there is no more machine that can play the magnetic tapes. But thank the Lord for the Living Stream brothers. They would never let anything go. They said, if you cannot listen to these tapes in Taiwan, we can do it. So some brothers in Texas, they visited Taiwan years ago and took back all of the reels, tapes, the magnetic tapes that we have. And they had their way to convert it into CDs. And then they have somebody to transcribe it. But because of these tapes have been used again and again, so it's sometimes difficult because you have layer and layer of upon, yeah. And that needs some kind of a detective mind. Because those tapes are supposed, you know, to be discarded. And many of them do not have labels on that. And the credit has to be given to Brother Andrew Yu. I always said, only he had that kind of a detective mind. He would not let any single tape go. He would personally listen to it and try to find out what year, what occasion that is, by comparing Burley's ministry over the years. So he did a very good job, you know, just like a detective. See, you get a magnetic tape, and it's not a complete message. It's maybe just a 20-minute speaking. You have to transcribe it, and you have to tell what year, what it is. And of course, a lot of them, we can locate them into the yearly sets. There are others that we cannot, right? We cannot. That is why in the collected works you have those gleanings volumes. Gleanings volumes, a lot would be, say, undated message. Yeah. But even though they are undated, the serving ones are really desperate. Yeah, we will transcribe and edit, and then compare with the other publications to make sure that we are not duplicating anything. Yeah, if it has been published, we shouldn't you know, just publish that again. Yeah, and of course nowadays we have computers to compare files, and that helps. Anyway, that's the reel to reel, and then we have the cassette tapes, and then now the CDs. So out of those tapes, the Gospel Book Room had a lot. This is not that clear, huh? Maybe, can we turn that light off, the top light? A little bit, yeah. You know, these are handwritten manuscripts. These are transcripts done by the saints over the years. And, you know, in the earlier years, there is not even a photocopying. That was not common. So the saints, they would volunteer to listen to the tape and write that in manuscripts. But then these manuscript papers, after a few years, would be worn out. So then they will have another group of saints copying those onto new paper. Yeah. So the Gospel Room has quite a good archive of those things. Out of which we have produced the collected works. Huh? That is one source. The other one is this one. Just now in the video clip, I said there is a photo of Brother Lee in some kind of fellowship, and there is a brother sitting in a desk doing some kind of writing. It's this brother, Liu Renhuan. He did all the notes in shorthand notes. I'm not that sure. It seems that he was originally in the military and he learned some kind of shorthand. But that was not efficient enough for the ministry speaking. So he, based on what he learned in the ministry, in the military, he developed his own shorthand system. If you look carefully at this one, you see the black ink, those symbols? Red dot. Huh? Yeah, pointer. These are his shorthand notes. So during the meeting, he would, you know, just be so attentive to use his shorthand to record every single word. It's not like the notes that we take in the meetings, huh? It's shorthand. So he essentially took every word. But he was the one who invented this code system. So he was the only one who could decipher this. This brother was very faithful. He was a co-worker. And some of you, if you have attended Brother Lee's memorial conference after Brother Lee went to be with the Lord, there was that morning memorial meeting in the convention center when saints would group by group give testimonies. And the first group is the earliest co-workers. There are two, one from mainland China. The other one is this Brother Liu. Yeah. If you recall that, so he was a very early co-worker. I was with them and I was translating for them. And so in the 50s, when there was no tape recording, actually, Brother Liu Renhuan started co-working with Watchman Nee in mainland China. So he was a close follower of the ministry and he developed this shorthand system. So that is the audio recording before audio recording. And he was also the unique player of the recording because only he. So in his later years, 80s, I was with him and he told me, you know, he would work so attentively in every meeting so that after the meeting is over, he would be completely exhausted. He has to lie down and take a rest. And then in the evening, and he had to take his time to write out these characters in red ink, you see? So out of the symbols, he deciphered and write that out into Chinese characters. Yeah. So essentially, he played his own tape. Yeah. And then he submit these manuscripts to the Gospel Book Room. So these are the tape transcripts before there is audio recording. So our brother was serving very faithfully in those years, but in his later years, actually in his 80s, when he was 80-some years old, he could not really go out to minister that much. And then he remembered that in his home, he had stacks and stacks of notebooks of these shorthand notes. And some of them he has already written out and given manuscripts to the Gospel Book Room. But there is quite a number that he was not able to decipher right away. But they were still kept in his study, those notebooks. So he felt he would be very much indebted to Brother Lee if he could not, you know, decipher all of the remaining ones. So he consecrated himself his remaining years to doing this job. Yeah, doing this job. And again, I visited him in his home in Banqiao, New Taipei City. And he had a small desk, and he did that. And imagine a brother in his 80s working like a student. It's very hard work. So I said, oh, brother, we shouldn't let you do this tedious work. How about if we send a young brother to sit beside you? You just read it out and ask them, dictate it to them. He said, oh, no, because after so many years, I have to, you know, it takes time. I cannot read out everything so quickly. It takes time for me to consider. So he said, I shouldn't, you know, just let the young brother sit beside me and waiting for me. So he, and I said, oh, how about if we give you a tape recorder, you just record. But he said, I cannot, you know, speak smoothly, you know, so I have to on off, that's quite troublesome. So he chose to write it out. And the Lord's mercy and grace he did finish all his disciple work. Because in his final years, you can tell that he is, you know, his mental capacity is degrading. So I visited him and kind of sought out the notebooks. Because at one time, I find that he began to repeat doing things. He did not remember. He already wrote that out and gave it to the gospel book room, and then he repeated. So I sense that his mental capacity is going down. So I visited him and sought out all the notebooks and tell him, okay, these ones, forget about them. You have already given to gospel book room, and the remainder ones, because they have dates on it, then I number. I said, oh, this one, the first priority, second priority, you just follow this order and do your deciphering work. And yeah, the Lord did give him the grace. Before the Lord took him, he finished all of that. So that is a precious part of recording. And then, of course, we also have to give the credit to Huang Si Wei, Brother Wei, K.H. Wei, who was originally a schoolmate of Watchman Nee, who was saved through Watchman Nee and became his co-worker. And he also worked closely with Witness Lee. Actually, the collected works of Watchman Nee, a lot of those materials are from K.H. Wei's notes. He, not shorthand notes, the longhand notes, but still quite a lot of symbols. But it's easier. So the Gospel Book Room editors have to learn and to figure out. But it's easy. It's easy, like CH for church, yeah, things like that. He also had, of course, he has something peculiar to him, because he was in Hong Kong a long time. So some of those were Cantonese, Cantonese pronunciation. And Brother Andrew, he was good at that again. And actually, before Brother Wei, he was got older and could not minister, and he moved to the States. And before that, he gave all of his notes to Andrew Yu and to Gospel Book Group and Living Stream Ministry. So those constituted a substantial part of Watchman Nee's collected works. And then also for the collected works of Witness Lee. Then as we go through his notes, we find that he is indeed a close follower of the ministry, because he not only attended all the meetings that he could, some of his notes were not were from meetings that he did not personally attend. But the note would say, this is a message given by Brother Lee at what time, what place. And I was listening to the tape on what time, what day in Hong Kong. So in one sense, he was doing the work of a transcriber for us. So he had a lot of notes of Brother Lee speaking. Okay, so those were why? Okay, so eventually it turned out that if you look at the 1932 to 62 sets, by the way, have you received your order of those 39? Yeah, if you have the time to take a look, you will see it's very rich. We didn't expect that. We thought those early years, a lot of things were not recorded, but because of all these sources, The yearly sets of the earlier years were, as voluminous as the later years, because of all these sources. And and actually, we could all trace out 1933, January, what he did, February, what he did, every month. And Brother Lee was indeed a diligent worker. He told us he never take vacation. And that is true. As you go through his diary and all these records, he would be speaking. Even in the Philippines, there are some faithful saints who provided their notes, yeah, their notes. Even speakings from like a breakfast fellowship, lunch fellowship, yeah. But it's so rich, you know. I had some relatives that lived in the Philippines in those early days. And when I was a child, they would visit us and say, "Oh, Brother Lee, what? Brother Lee, what?" I always wonder why these people are so, you know, always Brother Lee, what? Brother Lee, what? But as we work on those years, you see, that rich speaking of the lost revelation and all those things, no wonder, you know, my relatives, they are so much attracted and drawn by the ministry. Amen. And then we have two volumes which include all the hymns that Brother Lee wrote. A good number of those did not come into the present hymnal. It all started in northern China when Brother Lee, he wrote a lot of gospel hymns and also hymns for young people. Those did not get into the present English hymnal. So we got that included in the collected works, and we thank the Lord that they are serving ones who are quite able to translate them into English and make them singable. So if you look at your collected works in English now, you have these two volumes called Bible Notes and Hymns. And the hymns would include all the hymns that we can collect, starting from the earliest. And then the Bibles. Brother Lee has 6 personal Bibles. The first 4 are Chinese, and the last 2 are English. And these Bibles, I think that the first one he started using in 1920s, and then the second one, 1930-something. Full of notes, full of personal notes. This is an English one. Yeah. He would even insert, you know, sorry, that's me. Well, it's a note on what he read from Philip Schaff about the Triune God. You know, he had a lot of those notes in his Bibles. And if you look at your collected works, you have these volumes called Bible Notes and Hymns. The Bible Notes are a collection of all those 6 Bibles. But I like that one very much because it's edited in a very good way. It's not just 6 Bibles, no. It's all the notes rearranged according to the scriptural sequence. In other words, we will present to you Genesis 1:1. What did he say in Bible 1? What did he say in the second Bible? Bible 3, maybe nothing. Bible 4, something like that. So it is all the 6 Bibles compiled together. So that's very meaningful. See, you just look up that verse and you see the progression of revelation that Brother Lee, starting with his first Bible up to his 6th one. Yeah. So you must read that one. I understand that the English collected works, you already pre-ordered last year. Just in case you have not ordered one, please do it now. And of course, this fellowship is mainly for the Chinese, because the Chinese hasn't come out. It will come out this year, and it will take 4 years, starting this year, to complete all of these things in Chinese. Okay, there will be another one called Letters. Letters. Especially in those early years, there's no telephone, fax. So Brother Lee, he spent a lot of time on letters, correspondence. I think we collected more than 400 of letters handwritten by Brother Lee himself to the saints. Just to show you this one, is Brother Liu Sui's collection. You know Brother Liu Sui? He was a close co-worker in Taiwan, Brother Lee, in the early years, and he became the chief editor of the Taiwan's Gospel Book Room. He served faithfully in the Chinese publication world for so many years. And in the late 50s and the early 60s, especially early 60s, Brother Lee came to the States and he entrusted the Bokrom work to Brother Liu. So they had a lot of back and forth correspondence. For instance, this is the one that Brother Lee taught Brother Liu how to edit the messages for the Ministry of the Word. About how people say that our writing, our publication is too hard. We need to make it soft, right? And Brother Lee explains what is hard and what is soft. He said, yeah, I'm happy if you could make it soft. But no matter how soft it is, it has to be hard. Because the hardness is not in the difficulty of the language, it's in the ministry, it's in the substance. Well, our publication is entirely different from Christianity. Christianity, they always like the soft things people accept easily. But we need to have the hard things, substance, revelation. Things like that. Okay, Brother Liu collected more than 100. So in these letters, you can see a lot of instruction concerning publication work, concerning church service, concerning the shepherding of the saints, and so forth. And you see how Brother Lee, even though he was in the States, how he took care of the serving ones in Taiwan, how he took care of the co-workers, you know. In one of the letters, he asked Liu Sui to give him a list of the sizes of the brother co-workers, the jacket size, because Brother Lee wants to make each of them a suit. Yeah. So you see how fine Brother Lee is in his care, right? Not just nourishing and also the cherishing aspect, the humanity aspect. So many of these things are very precious. And you know, one letter was his reply to a teenager sister. You imagine, Brother Lee is so busy, you know, with all the service, but he would take time to read a teenager's letter and wrote a reply to her on the spiritual problems that she encountered. So a lot of these very precious. Amen. Time is up. Okay, so some of you would say, so many, how can we finish reading it? Yes, it's many, but it's not too many. I mean, if you have a schedule to go along, I know some saints, they already have made up schedules, you know, day by day, little by little, you can finish it. When we fellowship about this in Taiwan, one brother gave a testimony. He said he was diagnosed of cancer, and he knew that he did not have that many days to live. So he made a vow to the Lord. He said, Lord, do not take me until I have finished, until Gospel Broke Rome finished publishing the collected works, and until I have read all of the collected works. That's really touching. So this is a treasure for our generation and for the generations to come. So we say this is a family heritage, a family treasure that each one of us should have in our homes for ourselves and for the generation to come. At one time, we are having this kind of fellowship in one meeting hall in Taipei, and one brother responded. He stood up. He said, I had three teenager kids. So tonight I will order three sets. One set for each of them. Even though they might not read it now, but because, you know, this is such a voluminous set, and as far as administration is concerned, we can only print it once. We can only print it once. That is why we need to take the pre-orders so that we know the quantity to print. And after we finish this printing, we don't know, before the Lord comes, will there ever be another chance to make a reprint. It's not easy. See, such a big set. So we encourage all the saints to grasp the opportunity and make an order. For the English-speaking saints, if you have not ordered, I would tonight encourage you. You still have chance to order. But for the Chinese-speaking saints, maybe this is the first time you hear about this. So I think we will have a special service for Chinese-speaking saints, maybe. Brother Livingstone would explain a little about how Chinese-speaking saints can make purchases or pre-orders. I think time is up. Yeah.
We can turn on the light.
Amen. Let's say hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah for this treasure.
Amen.
Amen. Treasure house of truth and life.
Amen.
That the Lord has given to his recovery, to all of his children, through the ministry of the age. Amen.